there's not much of an intro for this episode, so I would rather go straight into it. This is Ansh Mehra, and you are listening to episode 4 of Take It Easy. Some of the most important topics that I actually want to discuss in this podcast. The actual topics, the real question, I just wanted to get over with stuff like jobs and CGPA and, you know, getting money and all this stuff, because usually people are only interested about these things when they enter college. And this podcast is specifically not for people who are freshers, but I think the kind of questions that I will answer are already answered for people my age. And all of us had a very difficult time finding these questions on our own naturally. So I am technically making this for people who are just out of the school and entering college so that they have a comfortable life ahead. And I wanted to share why I am doing this. And I want you guys to hear a story each and every time I do a podcast. And I will keep this within 10 minutes. And today I want to tell you all what I did as a kid and how it completely shaped me, how it completely fell into place, even though things seemed very, very doubtful. So a lot of people have various kinds of passions, they have various kinds of interests, and there is a certain trend that is promoting doing stuff that gives you benefit. And by benefit, it could mean monetary benefit, it could mean financial, it could mean career-wise. You know, you do some stuff to become popular, you do some stuff to impress someone, you do some stuff so that you achieve something. And that is a very stupid way, because you cannot always depend on some promised outcome when you're doing something. And to be honest, I have read a lot of books and autobiographies, and I've noticed that you don't really know what's going to happen to you. We are not creative enough, or we are not imaginative enough to understand what this universe has in store for us. To be honest, even if you're the greatest guy on this planet, there is no guarantee that you will succeed. And even if you are a horrible person, there is no guarantee that you will ever suffer. You don't really know what universe has in store for you, because it's extremely dynamic. So I was a filmmaker when I started back in class 10th, and I was doing a lot of filmmaking. In class 12th, I realized that I need to join an engineering college. I came to my engineering college and I saw that everyone is into coding and programming, and then I switched from filmmaking to design. And during design, I realized that I want to do user interface design. Then I switched to UX, then I switched to psychology, spirituality, and all this stuff. So people ask me that, you have very varied interests. Why did you do all of this even though you were doing a computer science degree? And to be honest, I have personally felt that each and every experience that you have in your life shapes you. So for example, if you have a friend who's playing cricket each and every day in his backyard, and in the end he becomes an astronaut, it is definitely assured that he will use his cricket lessons while being in space. Now you'll ask, dude, how does cricket help him in space? Trust me, it does. You don't know, but it does. It could be a sportsman spirit. It could be the way he handles his stress. It could be the way he understands winning and losing. It could be anything. But each and every experience that you have today is shaping who you are. So don't do everything just for its benefit. Because you might not know that all the things that you are going through, all the experiences that you're going through, all the hardships that you're going through, or wherever destiny is sending you, it might be preparing for you. It might be preparing you for something which might come 5 years from now. So when I was doing filmmaking in my 11th standard, I never really knew that I would get all this knowledge and learn After Effects, and in the end use After Effects to enter marketing, and from marketing I would enter UX design, and from UX design I would enter motion graphics. Because you don't really know what's gonna happen. You don't really know how to connect the dots. There was this film by the name of Slumdog Millionaire,
And that was based on this exact concept that he was slowly experiencing different kinds of things, and he did not know why he's experiencing them. They could be bad, they could be good, but in the end, they all helped him. Now, the problem with our generation is that we are living a very comfortable life. The reality is that before our generation, we didn't have this much of connectivity, we didn't have this much of luxury, there was not enough competition, people were pretty kind, there were no comparisons, we didn't have Instagram, people were not focusing too much on their clothes, on their face, on their bodies. So our generation is in a spot where we have everything that we need. Technically, this is the best time to be alive on this planet. But if you think about it, just because we don't have actual problems like spreading diseases or wars or epidemics, or, you know, it's not like we're running out of food or shelter, we have created our own problems in our heads. Now we are talking about our purpose. We are overthinking. Our brain has developed this habit of thinking about everything in detail because we are, you know, we are very thoughtful people. I mean, we enjoy thinking. And if that energy is not channeled towards a productive cause, it goes towards negative causes. And slowly, because of social media and all of these chemicals and bad diets and bad food habits and a very strict competitive culture, we are slowly becoming very mechanical. We are slowly becoming more chemical. And we are destroying the nature around us. We are confusing our reality with the actual reality. And this is leading to a depreciation in the quality of our generation. Now, that sounds very difficult, but if I need to explain it in simple words, there's a huge probability that the generation that comes after our generation will not be better, but it would be worse. Because they would be born out of our bodies, which is growing and thriving on chemicals. We stress a lot, we overthink, we consume a lot of chemicals, we breathe in bad air, we have duplicate fruits, we take chemical-induced vegetables, and our body is, you know, growing tired, and out of that we're producing more kids, and they will be born with lesser resources in a bad world. So this is the first time where the quality of human population is about to decrease, it's about to depreciate rather than increase. So our generation, it might be the luckiest generation in the history of planet Earth. And that is a very important thing to know, because I think if we don't realize this now, we won't be able to go back. We won't be able to come back to where we are right now. It's very, very important to fix this planet so that we keep improvising our generation. We keep teaching our future generations how to live a healthy life, both mentally healthy and physically healthy and naturally healthy. We might be able to improve things by the end of 6 to 7 years, and we might be able to take this towards a positive direction. And that is why I am doing this podcast, because I know how important it is to spread correct knowledge. There's a massive information gap, and it's very, very important to understand how we can first handle ourselves, handle our minds, handle our thoughts, give priority to things that matter, respect people, respect the nature that we are living in, and eventually make sure that this planet thrives. The quality of life appreciates rather than just depreciate. And I know this sounds very, very vague and very idealistic. I'm not high. I'm not kidding. Because I'm going to talk about things that are not generic. This is not about making more money. This is not about learning design. We will have podcasts about UI. We will have podcasts about UX. We will have podcasts about rap music and hip hop and films and Hollywood and Bollywood and all that kind of stuff. But that's for fun. That's not the reason behind this podcast. The real reason is something more grand, and I want you all to join this journey with me. I want every single person hearing this podcast to realize the importance of growing as human beings. And this involves career growth, this involves spiritual growth, this involves physical growth and mental growth as well. And if we fix this right now, we can actually improvise the quality of life on this planet. And that is a very, very big thing to achieve. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And I have a lot to share. And I can assure you that you will not hear this from anyone else, because most of the people who know this are either too busy to share any of it, or they just don't want you all to know all of this. This is Anshmera. I hope you had an amazing day. I hope you have an amazing day tomorrow as well. I'm sorry if I offended anyone. And I'm sorry if I said something wrong. If you feel that I've said something bad or incorrect, you can message me on Instagram @@anshmera. And we'll see you soon. Bye-bye, guys.